This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Ned's Circus of Marvels, The Gold Thief, by Justin Fisher. Read by Mike Grady.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. United States Bullion Depository, Fort Knox, Kentucky, 3:32 a.m. Heavy boots pound the tarmac as officers bark their orders and sniffer dogs whine, blinded by the rows of steaming halogen floodlights. More and more arrive by the second, a never-ending procession of armored cars and trucks loaded with soldiers. Above them, a dozen gunships, with their ground-shaking propellers, scan for signs. But there is nothing, only the appalling certainty that this is not a drill. Beyond their fences and walls and barricades, a president is being woken, and powerful men in charge of a nation's currency, its digits and its dollar bills, are meeting and shouting and blaming. Far below the chaos and the panic of the search, Schwartz and Greer sit in a bare grey cement room. It has no windows and no discernible features of any kind, except for the small surveillance camera in the far corner and its pulsating amber light. Private Marvin L. Schwartz slumped in one of the rooms.